The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Finally, this morning, it was a sad week with the loss of two of Ireland's most celebrated poets, Maura Wackentee and Brendan Kennelly. President Michael D. Higgins led tributes, describing them as extraordinary, important figures. But what's it like for younger poets finding work and making their way in a very different world? Poet Stephen James Smith fills us in.
Now William Butler Yeats and Jeans got up to play guitar and sing in some joint in Mission Beach last night.
Where to begin? I'm reminded of the lyrics from a Guy Clark song, Cold Dog Soup. Ain't no money in poetry, that's what sets the poet free. I've had all the freedom I can stand. Don't worry, I won't be singing again during this.
Ain't no money in poetry, that's what sets a poet free. I've had all the freedom I can stand.
Well, there isn't much money in poetry, and the reverse is true too. I find it hard to find poetry and money. Poetry and money aren't great bedfellows. Nevertheless, I've been a self-employed poet since 2015. Before all that, I was many things. A barman, a salesman, a chameleon of sorts. Not really knowing what was to become of me, or perhaps too scared to accept the calling I'd admit to myself and to say to others that yes, I'm a poet, but that's a story for another day.
We read and write poetry because we are members of the human race, and the human race is filled with passion.
In many ways, I'm still spinning plates, I'm still a salesman and a chameleon of sorts, having to haggle and adapt. I teach in schools, do gigs and hope to sell some tickets. I've written commissions, books, copywriting. I do voiceover work and just finished up recording an album with a view to doing an Irish tour in the spring of next year, all going well, and I hope to see some of you there. So what's the point of being on a business show if you're not going to do a shameless self-plug? A couple of years ago, I got an agent, so they helped to generate some work for me, and in return, they take their pound of flesh.
Show me the money! I need to feel you, Jerry! Show me the money!
In fact, last year I paid out over €20,000 to others from my account. I have a sense of pride in this, knowing that others can earn from the work I do. Yet it's a precarious life. Artists are in essence small businesses. While the romantic in me might not like to think like that, the realist has to. I've no guarantees of what's to come, and sacrifices are made to maintain this lifestyle. Recently, I moved from my hometown of Dublin, like so many, in a sort of economic exile. I say this, yet I feel so lucky. In essence, a poet only needs a pen and paper, and there's no tax in finding inspiration yet. There are days when I don't stop working, and others when I've zero motivation and find myself playing PlayStation for hours. Personally, I've a huge amount of self-doubt some days. It's hard to place a value on what I do, so I go from feeling like a charlatan to a shaman after you know you've made a connection with someone. Ultimately, that's the currency. That's the business of any poet or artist worth their salt. Connection. It's hard to measure it with balance sheets. Sure, in this click culture, you can look at how many likes, follows, views and streams an artist has and try to monetize that. But that neglects the time that poets and artists are asked to meet a grieving family, to read at a funeral or wedding, to do a workshop in a GAA club or prison, to collaborate with other artists and community groups attempting to speak truth to power. Things that I and my peers do daily, and a lot of the time, for free. You never know what will connect. There's no magic formula. Sometimes you don't care about this and accept it for what it is, and other times it's all consuming. In the last fortnight, we lost four greats who had that magic formula. Greats who were guiding lights for me and many. Brendan Kennelly, Maura McEntee, Tony McMahon, and Paddy Maloney. Their words and music could stir something in you. They managed to catch the lightning the moment it struck. For me, the most talented people tend to not know what they're doing, but are open to when they hear the thunder crackle. I wonder if these greats ever had their doubts. Did they ever feel like charlatans one minute and the next shamans? I never thought poetry would be part of my daily life. I didn't fit the stereotype in school. But I think everybody should be open to where art can take you, and you'll always be rich. Now, in ending, I think it's only fitting that the last words are from my fellow filler and friend, Brendan, from his ethereal poem, Begin. Though we live in a world that dreams of ending, that always seems about to give in, something that will not acknowledge conclusion insists that we forever begin.
Though we live in a world that dreams of ending, that always seems about to give in, something that will not acknowledge conclusion insists that we forever begin.
Poet Stephen James Smith there, and you can find him at stephenjamesmith.com.